I've been in New York and New Delhi. I've been in Bangkok and Paris and Rome. Wherever I've traveled, I've seen that calmness and peace of mind are a human phenomenon. They are not cultural. There are people who are calm in all parts of the world, and there are people who are restless, and it's not a matter of how they were brought up so much as who they are and how they live. But one thing I've noticed also is that people who are restless, who don't have inner peace, don't have happiness, don't have their lives together, they sort of spin off in all sorts of directions and nothing seems to go right for them. Now, I think the most important thing that is missing in our culture today is this sort of gathering of our concentration and our forces within ourselves, to remember who we are and what we are, to learn how to meditate. And that's what I want to talk about today. I want to talk about meditation. What is meditation? Why meditate? You know, I've been meditating now for nearly 50 years, every day. And quite frankly, I don't know how anybody lives without meditating. And to be even franker, I don't think they do live. I think that they live in a sort of a no man's land because they don't have real joy. Without peace of mind, there is no possibility of happiness or joy. With restlessness, there is only disturbance of the heart and of the mind. And so meditation is a practice which can help everybody. It doesn't matter who you are or what you do. I often think that in our day and age, people take the time, many of them, to go out and jog, exercise their bodies. They take the time to brush their teeth and do other minimal hygienic activities that will keep them more or less clean inside and fit. It's just beginning to become known and understood that we also have to keep our minds calm. We have to learn how to control our minds. It's almost like when somebody goes into a factory to help them to know how to cut corners in their work so they can work more efficiently. Our mind is a kind of factory. It's a factory of ideas. It's a factory of energies. And if we don't know how to direct these energies and these ideas with focus, with concentration, then we tend to just sort of jump around or to go in circles. I have seen something else, because not only have I meditated for 50 years, but I've come in contact with thousands of people who meditate also. And I've seen that the people who take the time to meditate, all of them find that they can solve their problems much more quickly, much more easily. In other words, somebody who says, oh, well, I don't have the time to meditate. I've got all these duties to fulfill. I've got all these jobs to do, all these responsibilities. And the truth is that if they could get their minds calm, concentrated, which is what they do with meditation, then they find that in a few moments, they can solve problems that otherwise they might fret over for hours, days, even weeks. It's a very important aspect of your life to be able to use your mind and your energies effectively. And that's what meditation does. Meditation is a way primarily of getting you back to your own center. And I've often thought about skiing. And the example of a skier who's rushing down the slope and he suddenly finds himself faced with a mogul. Now, if you don't ski, perhaps you don't know what a mogul is, but it's a little bump in the slope. And as you come to that bump, you have to be able to know quickly whether to turn left or right. And perhaps you've already made up your mind that you've got to turn right when suddenly you see that there's a good reason for turning left. If you are not committed to a turn, or if you're committed to turning in the wrong way and then need to change direction, then you find that you fall down. And so if we have balance, if we're centered in our spines, you might say, then we can quickly adjust to whatever circumstances life throws at us. And instead of shouting and getting angry and upset, you find that you can adjust to reality. In a book of mine called Education for Life, I give a good definition of maturity, which is the ability to relate to other realities than one's own. That means, of course, it includes the idea of being able to adjust quickly to new directions, new ways of looking at things, other people's thoughts, and to see how those might be included in your own. To be in yourself is to be mature. To meditate is to achieve that maturity. So we're going to be talking this hour about meditation, what it is, how to do it.